Here on The Oasis, the new classical FM Art of Time Ensemble, and for very good reason. My name is Mark Wigmore. Midweek on a Wednesday, our look at arts and culture. For more than 25 years, Art of Time Ensemble has been redefining what classical music can be, blending music with theater, literature, and contemporary storytelling. At the center of that vision is pianist, conductor, and artistic director Andrew Barashko, one of Canada's most distinctive musical voices. Today, we're focusing on a powerful new release from Barashko and Art of Time, Stravinsky Sankofa, The Soldier's Tale, retold, and Histoire du Soldat Suite, recorded in Toronto and released in recognition of Black History Month. The album reimagines L'Histoire du Soldat and the groundbreaking 1918 work from Igor Stravinsky through a contemporary lens. In Sankofa, The Soldier's Tale Retold, Nigerian-born poet Titi Lopez-Sonuga reshapes the story around a fictional black soldier in the Canadian Army, a narrative inspired by the real-life experiences of the No. 2 Construction Battalion, Canada's only all-black unit during the First World War. For Andrew Barashko, this project is about honoring Stravinsky's musical structure while asking urgent questions about history, identity, and who gets to be heard within classical traditions. The original Stravinsky as part of this project as well as that bold new retelling. The record is out now through Leaf Music. Andrew Barashko joins us to be our guide with this ambitious new project. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Great to be with you. And I'd like to rewind for just a moment. First of all, congrats on this legacy of Art of Time. What did this ensemble set out to do all those years ago?
Well, kind of what I'm doing to this day, which is to try and give classical music a contemporary relevance. Basically, everything I've done since 1998 has been about...
We were younger men.
Yes, we were. Was either exploring existing connections to contemporary culture thematically or building those connections.
And has that evolved? Have you seen changes that you maybe didn't expect to happen?
Oh, absolutely. It evolved in all kinds of directions. I would say for the first 8 years, it was largely classical music. And then it started to spin in all kinds of directions. Some of the projects ended up being pure theater. I mean, the music was always an underlying, was kind of the spine. But some projects ended up being more theatrical, some dance, some literature. We explored the Beatles twice. I never imagined doing those things when I started.
Yeah, there's been some really great songbook projects over the years, and you've featured so many incredible artists as well, all these wonderful spotlight opportunities for people. So when you look back, is there a particular project or something that stands out where you think, wow, that was a landmark moment for us at Art of Time?
You know, the firsts were big.
Yeah. You hear that from artists sometimes. You sort of go, those were the big moments where you suddenly are on the stage and it's actually all coming together and it's happening. And
yeah.
That's what you remember, right?
Yeah. Also, you know, taking a dive into the unknown. The first fully staged project, which was War of the Worlds, which started as a tribute to Bernard Herrmann and ended up being a staging of that infamous Orson Welles 1938.
You're speaking my language. I love all the movie scores and soundtracks. It's one of our favorite things
that
we promote around here and play.
Yeah, so for that, for example, it was on the 100th anniversary of Herman's birth.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Herman.
Sure.
And I wanted to honor him because there's a bunch of really great concert music that hardly anyone has heard. It was actually Wells who took Herman to Hollywood because the first film he scored was Citizen Kane.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea that before going to Hollywood, Herman worked with Wells on all the Mercury Theater radio dramas.
Okay, right.
So I thought, how cool would it be to recreate that broadcast with the audience as a fly on the wall and to have live music? I decided to commission this 30-minute suite for 10 instruments based on Herman's scores.
Right.
So that was our kind of overture. It was our first half, and then the second half was War of the Worlds. I mean, it was, in full period costume. We had sets. It was the first time I stage directed anything.
Right.
So That comes to mind.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one.
And that's really, really great. And I think, like I say, all the different songbooks you've done over the years. And if you're just joining us, pianist, conductor, artistic director with Art of Time Ensemble, Andrew Barashko is our guest. The new Art of Time album is Stravinsky, Sankofa, The Soldier's Tale Retold, and Histoire du Soldat Suite, Stravinsky, and Reinterpreted Stravinsky. So let's start with this project. It sounds like another big one, big idea. Let's talk about the original Stravinsky. Stravinsky, tell us about this 20th century maverick and what that original piece is all about.
Well, I really don't know of any music like this piece. As you said, it was written in 1918. He was stuck in Switzerland waiting out
First World War One.
Yep. Yeah. And he came up with this piece with a Swiss poet named Ramuz. I don't know how collaborative the story was. The story was cobbled together from a couple of Russian folk tales. You know, it was an old trope about a man selling his soul to the devil for riches. In this case, it was a soldier on leave. So yeah, it's this fantastic, crazy, and beautiful. Like, it's one of the most...
That's not shocking.
It's one of the most demanding pieces of chamber music. It's crazy.
Full throttle.
A real challenge to perform well. I just fell in love with the music, but the story... I found it kind of convoluted, uninteresting.
Okay.
It meant nothing to me.
Stravinsky was feeling it, but it was hard to get into his mindset at the time.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think Stravinsky's concern was the music,
right.
Really. Or maybe I wouldn't be surprised if he just left the libretto to Ramuz. And so originally they conceived it for three actors, seven musicians, and indeterminate number of dancers.
So that's your base level here. That's
exactly. That's the point of departure.
That's the piece of music. And it's challenging. It's fascinating. It comes from a moment of war. And then you move to take it, as you do with Art of Time, into the contemporary with a very special lens. And so you go to a Nigerian-born poet.
Well, before that,
okay.
Because I loved the music so much, and
right.
Because it afforded the potential to do something interesting theatrically, it was always in the back of my mind. And then I discovered that in the 90s, Kurt Vonnegut wrote a version. Legend has it that someone dragged him to a performance, and Vonnegut, having survived World War II as a POW during the Dresden firebombing, was offended that any tale with the word soldier in it would not address war and the horrors of war. And so he took it upon himself to write this completely different version based on an actual American soldier from World War II who was executed for desertion. Just bleak, hard, you know, whereas the original was very fluffy, you know, taken from folk tales. I explored that only to discover that he made no effort, or he couldn't care less about Stravinsky's music. And so the recording
kind
that
of
I
tale
found,
of two different artists here. We've got Stravinsky, who maybe doesn't care too much about what's happening with the libretto, and then we have Vonnegut, who very much cares about the story, but not maybe too concerned with the music.
Yeah, so his approach was just to take whatever Stravinsky, not only bits from the L'Histoire du Soldat, but also from his other compositions, and use them purely as background music. I was disappointed to find out that, you know, because I'm a purist as well.
Right.
I wanted to honor Stravinsky. So, you know, fast forward to the summer of 2020, and my friend Craig Northey from the band Odds, Vancouver pop band, sent me a CD of an album by Shad, the hip-hop artist.
Right.
Called A Short Story About War. And I love it. I think it's just a brilliant piece of work. Every song on the album addresses a different aspect of war.
Mm-hmm.
There was a recurring character, an immigrant kid from Toronto, a sniper in the Canadian Army, who kept reappearing. So a light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, why not create a new version of a soldier's tale based on a black soldier in a white army? That is what I approached to Tilope, this poet whom you mentioned,
yep,
with this idea. And the only parameters I laid out for her, I mean, once she expressed interest in being involved, was that it be about a black soldier in a white army, and that it honor the original. We had to make it work with the original music. That was my intent. I had no interest in messing with Stravinsky.
Right.
So that it be for the same three characters of devil, soldier, and narrator, and that it be written in rhyming verse. It was her idea to base it on a fictional soldier from the 2nd Construction Battalion. At the time, Trudeau had made a formal apology over 100 years after the war to the families of these black soldiers who were badly mistreated by their white officers. And so it grabbed her interest, and she ran with this idea. And the fact that it was World War I, that it was written when Stravinsky wrote it at that time, somehow made sense to me. And, you know, the topic of racism, even though the story of the 2nd Construction Battalion is over 100 years old, the subject is as contemporary as anything else I can think of.
Yeah, and it also speaks to that idea, too. And we, you know, certainly in classical music, we talk about it all the time, which is, you know, how can we tell some different stories here? Because we do dip from the same well over and over again. And,
absolutely.
And this is a way to try something else. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. As you said, there are two works on the CD.
Right.
The reimagining of the large one-hour work, which is only released in Japan and Canada because of copyright laws.
Wow, amazing.
And then we did the instrumental suite, which is released worldwide.
Okay. Well, it's a fascinating project and it's an evolved project. And I just like the idea of its evolution through the last 100 years and then adding these ideas and these poets. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We're going to play some more from it. And it's Andrew Barashko, Artistic Director with the Art of Time Ensemble. The new album is Stravinsky Sankofa, The Soldier's Tale Retold and Histoire du Soldat Suite, Stravinsky and Reinterpreted. We'll listen to a little more. My name is Mark Wigmore with you on a Wednesday, your look at arts and culture.